Tuesday, April 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Father, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping guard, our waking be always near. Dark descends, but light unending shines through our night. You are with us, ever lending new strength to sight. One in love, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing. May we see in love's possessing love's endless light. Eyes will close, but you on sleeping watch by our side. Death may come, in love's safekeeping still we abide. God of love, all evil quelling, sin forgiving, fear dispelling, stay with us, our hearts indwelling, this eventide. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphons, sing for us one of Zion's songs. Alleluia. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, remember your pilgrim church. We sit weeping at the streams of Babylon. Do not let us be drawn into the current of the passing world, but free us from every evil and raise our thoughts to the heavenly Jerusalem. Repeating the antiphon, sing for us one of Zion's songs. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, though I am surrounded by affliction, you preserve my life. Alleluia. Psalm 138. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore you before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Listen to the prayers of your church, Lord God. In presence of the angels, we praise your name. You keep the proud at a distance and look upon the lowly with favor. Stretch out your hand to us in our suffering. Perfect in us the work of your love and bring us to life. Repeating the antiphon, though I am surrounded by affliction, you preserve my life. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God, men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. And a reading for this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Come to the Lord, a living stone, rejected by men, but approved nonetheless and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. When they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I know my sheep and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I know my sheep, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Alleluia. And our intercessions. By his resurrection, Christ has given sure hope to his people. Let us ask him with our whole hearts, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, from your wounded side flowed blood and water. Make the church your spotless bride. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Chief Shepherd, after your resurrection, you made Peter shepherd of your flock when he professed his love for you. Increase from day to day the love and devotion of Francis, our Pope. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You showed your disciples how to make a great catch of fish. Send others to continue their work as fishers of men. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. At the lakeside, you prepared bread and fish for your disciples. Grant that we may never allow others to die of hunger. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Jesus, the new Adam and living spirit, transform the dead into your own likeness, that the fullness of your joy may be theirs. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray, Almighty God, as we celebrate the resurrection, may we share with each other the joy of the risen Christ has won for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.